Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go, Jay!
Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A big game on Monday night. It's the Giants' home opener against the Detroit Lions. But more importantly, the Giants are going to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Super Bowl 42. Coming up on the show, where are they now? We'll look at one of the champions from that team, Aaron Ross. We'll get to know Jonathan Casillas. But to get things started, Giants safety Landon Collins was wired for sound when the Giants opened up their season in Dallas.
There you go, baby. 21, savage. About to eat today.
Ready, Wolf?
Ready, Co.
That's good. That's fun. Keeping together, no matter, be some adversity now. You know that. We haven't faced that in a while.
Correct.
All these games, we kick our people.
Right.
I mean, we just keep everybody
together. Maybe we kick their too. Probably don't have to face it. You feel me?
What's up, bro, Eli? What, this side?
All right. All right,
what's up, bro?
Defense up! Man, they don't know what about to happen to him. What they did? Hey, they see I'm pressing. Good route, boy. Good route. Crack toss! Crack toss!
Prescott back to throw. Has time. Lobs one down the right side. And a diving catch made down the right sideline by Butler. Touchdown at the 3. Gain of 30.
Be confident in yourself. He can't run with you. You faster than him. You feel me?
What? He was here. Dave, don't you never come out here and block me again.
Woo! I saw you. I don't know what
you're doing.
Woo!
Hey, here we go. Here we go. Rock solid on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Rock solid.
You gotta get your signs up, little boy. You small, baby. Little boy.
Nah. I tried to jump, yeah. No. He got it over me. It was?
Yeah.
I don't know if I tipped it. I ain't feel it.
Hey!
Hand off Elliott. Giants string out that right side run, but he runs through a couple of tackles. It carries Giants inside the 45 to the 41 before they get him down. Dallas controls this game. Ezekiel Elliott runs for over 100 yards, but the real story, they manage just 3 points, and they lose to the Cowboys 19-3.
Yo, it's a good one, man. Take a loss, you learn from your losses. Get him next week. We didn't see him again.
That's Landon Collins wired for sound. When we come back, we'll turn things over to Madeline Burke and Brandon London as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Brandon, Nike's got a new campaign this year. Who are you with? A lot of style, a lot of city representation in that.
That's right. And who else is going to represent the Giants better when it comes to on-field swag than Odell Beckham Jr.?
A trendsetter, the wide receiver of the Giants, Odell Beckham Jr.
Hold on, Odell Beckham Jr. here at the Back to Football campaign with Nike. You already see what I got on, the LT, the Giants, the 56. Who you with? I'm with the G-Men.
So you were the first to experience
experience the Jersey Suite upstairs?
It's a very nice experience up there, just customizing. You got some different styles and everything, whatever you want to do.
So, who did you choose to emulate?
Lawrence Taylor.
Welcoming Lawrence Taylor!
The meet with LT, it was great. Just being able to, you know, pick his brain a little bit, hear him speak.
When I first saw him play, Scott, you know what? He's a good player. Can he make it last? Can he make it last?
Right.
And then here it is, years later, and he's still making it last.
Right.
That's the quality of a great player.
It was very reassuring. It was great to hear from, you know, one of the greatest of all time himself. Little kids with the Mohawks, it's a lot of love, it's a lot of support. It's a responsibility to be in the role that we're in. Just knowing that, trying to be the very best that I can at it. Every day working at it, trying to get better. So that's all I can really hope for. Keep trying to set an example.
It was pretty cool to see LT come through there as well. I mean, he's part of the program too, but I like the question he posed. LT goal line versus Odell, who wins?
I don't know. Two of the most electrifying New York Giants with just 1 yard of space.
I don't know. The fans didn't know. We don't know.
I don't know. But here's one thing we do know. Jonathan Casillas just got named defensive captain. So let's see how well his teammates know him. We have linebacker Jonathan Casillas, a.k.a. JC. Well, that's a question, so let's get into that right now. What would be one of your nicknames for the guys?
Well, you said it. JC is probably my main nickname.
Definitely JC.
JC.
Correct. JC, or, you know, sometimes they call him by his daughter's name, Jade.
If you know me for a while, people call me Jade, and that's what I named my daughter as well. So,
who was his favorite player growing up?
I would say Ray Lewis.
Wild guess, Lawrence Taylor.
It was Brian Dawkins.
Okay. It's a tough one. Great player. Brian, great player.
What position would he play if it wasn't linebacker?
Safety.
JC's fast, so he could play somewhere in the secondary, and if his favorite player was Brian Dawkins, let's put him at safety.
Ding, 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 ding. His favorite food?
Probably like Mexican food, Puerto Rican food or something.
Don't quite know his favorite food. I guess you can't get all of them, huh?
No, you can't get all of them. He says his mom's cooking her Thanksgiving food.
Oh, man, I was over for Thanksgiving. I should have got that one, man.
Thanksgiving food is just something else about that food that everybody cooks and just tastes a lot better.
That's when you come in and you may not make it on for weigh-ins, right?
Yeah, you ain't lying. You tell the coach, look, man, you got to give me a couple pounds here and there, you know what I mean?
The fact that you were over there, we'll give you a half a ding for that one, half a ding. What's his hometown?
Jersey City.
I'll take it.
JC's from Jersey City.
Yes, with the JC's.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take it. College.
Wait, don't tell me.
Wisconsin.
Give him a ding. He's on a roll, ladies and gentlemen. He's on a roll.
Lifeline.
Wisconsin. Yeah, he played there with my boy Elijah Hodge.
Okay. So you had insider information on that, insider training. I like it. How many brothers and sisters does he have?
Ooh. JC got a big family, man. I think he got like 5 or 6 brothers and sisters, I believe.
I know he got an older brother and a younger brother. I think he has more, but I don't know.
He has a lot more. Try 9.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of siblings.
That's a lot of siblings. Favorite movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why would you say that, though?
Why would I say that?
Yeah.
I guess.
We watched Paid in Full before. We always quote Paid in Full.
So is that your final answer?
Yeah, let's go with Paid in Full.
Paid in Full.
Typical NFL favorite movie, his most popular saying.
What's goody, bro?
Hey, Giants in the locker room, when we come ask you about JC, I better hear, what's goody, bro?
What's goody, bro? Yeah, he's always hitting you with the what's goody. All right?
So now you fans at home know that he's a Jersey guy. He went to Wisconsin, and his favorite movie is Paid in Full, which is a lot of NFL players' favorite movie.
And you got to appreciate that his favorite meal is his mom's home cooking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shout out to mom. Always shout out to mom. All right, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after the break. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Now, 10 years ago, Giants won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This guy right here, he was on that squad.
That's right. You know who else was?
Who?
Aaron Ross. And Giants TV got a chance to catch up with him to see what's he up to now.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Aaron Ross. I'm back here at the University of Texas, and this is where it all started. Let's go. Growing up a Texas boy, that's all you see, hear about is the Longhorns. It's like a lifelong dream to play, to become a Longhorn. So once UT and Coach Brown came to talk to me, I was sold. They offered me a scholarship. I didn't take another visit anywhere else. Coming to a place that you've always dreamt about coming to, having a chance to be a part of a great team, it was like a brotherhood. We would train together, we would eat together, we would party together, we would do everything together.
In 2005, Ross would help lead the Longhorns to their first national championship in 35 years.
It was a great, great moment for me. Life-changing, one that I'll never forget. Here are the four national championships that we won, and this is ours, 2005. And here go your boy right here. One of the best teams I've been a part of, man. And then it's your boy winning the Thorpe Award here. Considered the best defensive back in the nation, so a huge honor. So these are the team MVPs of the seasons that they played. And my year was 2006, my senior season, and I was voted the team MVP. Another proud moment.
Aaron's dream ride would continue as the Giants selected him in the first round of the 2007 draft. And the young defensive back could not believe his eyes when he joined Big Blue.
Once I saw those guys, it was like, oh, man, I played with him on a video game. Oh, man, that's Strahan. And then to be a part of a defense that have people like Sam Madison that you watch all the time as a DB to bring you in, it made my rookie year a lot smoother.
Don't be scared to be great, baby.
Ross would do exactly that, making an immediate impact for Big Blue in his first season.
And drops back, has time, throws it, and it's intercepted by the Giants. Running down the left sideline, rookie Aaron Ross, he'll walk in for the touchdown. His second interception of the ball game. Oh, the rookie from Texas, the first round draft pick, playing big for the Giants today.
Seemed like everybody was locked in and focused on every game at a time, with the ultimate goal to get into that Super Bowl.
Ross would be a key contributor during the Giants' historic 2007 playoff run, culminating with a trip to Glendale, Arizona, on the game's biggest stage.
And then to be able to play the Patriots again in the Super Bowl, I think we had a lot of confidence knowing that we matched up with them really well. Our defensive line outmatched their offensive line. We felt like Coach Bags put together a great scheme to really put pressure on Brady. I don't think it was one guy on the sideline that didn't feel like we could win that game.
Takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants in the left corner of the end zone. And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
It's just one of those magical, magical feelings. It's hard to describe. It's like I'm really a Super Bowl champion. That 07 team formed a brotherhood that's unbreakable.
Ross would go on to become a veteran of the Giants secondary, tallying 2 touchdowns and 11 interceptions in his 6 years with Big Blue.
Incomplete, intercepted off the deflection. There goes Aaron Ross, down the right sideline. 10-5, touchdown Giants.
And in 2011, he would help lead the Giants back to championship glory for the second time in 4 years. Nowadays, Ross lives and works back in his home of Austin, Texas, with his wife and college sweetheart, former Olympian Sanya Richards Ross. The two welcome their first child this year. And meanwhile, Aaron is helping out the football program at his alma mater.
Now that I'm retired and done with my first love, now I'm coming back to UT to kind of give back to the younger guys. It's a lot of things that I wish I would have known as a collegiate athlete, as a young man, that I just want to instill in them. Texas is home, and same way the Giants embraced me in the organization, and it's a love that can't be broken. Once a Giant, always a Giant, and I bleed orange at the same time.
Hey Ross, Sonya, congrats on the baby. I'll be sending a card, expected in the mail.
I mean, he's up to a lot. He's definitely up to a lot. It's good to see this post-football life is going well for him.
For sure, for sure.
All right, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after the break.
This look at Aaron Ross, Where Are They Now, is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Like all New Yorkers, the New York Giants remembered 9/11 this past week. For more, it's time for the Community Blitz and Emma Captain.
Thanks, Bob. In remembrance of 9/11, the Giants made a special visit to Engine 22 and Ladder 13.
Brother, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Juan, nice to meet you. Pleasure. Nice to meet you guys.
We came to visit the firehouse today with a couple of guys and just hanging out, eating dinner with the guys that work here. Just kind of learning about what they do.
Grab your clips, grab your coat, throw your clip on, and then I'll have your match ready for you.
Ready? Go.
It was a lot of fun to dress up the football players. We had to find the biggest guys in the firehouse, but it was a lot of fun.
No, man, you better stop that clock.
Yeah,
where we are, the winner.
That's pretty heavy.
No kidding. Yeah, that's a lot of weight. Yeah.
They're here watching what we do today, and we have everybody from probationary firefighter to Captain Green showing them what we do.
Ready?
Slide the pole.
Yeah. I did it. That's fantastic.
Yeah?
It didn't hurt as bad as I thought. You should try it.
Okay.
Get a glimpse of, you know, the sacrifices they make for people. And it's just a really cool event that we always enjoy coming to.
A plaque over here that puts faces to the names of the 9 people who were taken on September 11th. From Walter all the way down to Tommy. The probies, these guys, they were all taken from us in a quickie.
Well, you know, I experienced 9/11 in a different way than they did. You know, I was pretty far removed in Texas, and just to be here with guys who knew people there who were here when it happened, you kind of get a different perspective of what they experienced, learn that the sacrifices they make, and come to appreciate that at a pretty high level. So on behalf of the New York Giants, we wanted to give you guys this Yorkville 9 jersey. We all signed it.
Thank you.
We're really honored to be here. It means a lot. We appreciate you guys taking us in. It was a lot of fun.
We haven't forgotten the people who served. It's the motto of our fire department is never forget. And obviously the New York Giants are reaching out because they remember. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
It means a lot. Absolutely. Have a great season.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. A lot of ways to go on this one. We could talk about the Giants and what they need to fix in this Monday night game against the Detroit Lions. So we'll start right there. Obviously, the Giants did not play a good game in Dallas on Sunday night, losing to the Cowboys. But look, it's one game. It's the start of the regular season. They didn't play well. I got that. They got that. You got that. Everybody's got that. But the National Football League is about making adjustments and improving during the course of the season. Hey, the Minnesota Vikings went 5-0 to start the year last year. They didn't even make the playoffs. So the sky may feel like it's falling, but the Giants can go a long way in stabilizing things on Monday night. They've got to be more physical at the point of attack, run the football better, and just be a little bit more diverse in what they do offensively, and then lean on their defense and special teams. The other thing is, fans, can you believe it? 10 years since that Super Bowl 42 season. I know some of you out there are watching. You were preteen at the time. It's going to be a great night at MetLife Stadium as the Giants honor that Super Bowl 42 team at halftime. If you're coming out to the game, you don't want to miss it, but we'll also stream it on Giants.com. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.